bad mouthing my father.
Welcome to the live stream, everybody. That was only the patrons that got to hear us there for a second. Sorry, I forgot to hit the button that meant live. I mean, it was live, but you're watching us pantomiming a lot of shit, so. Now.
Could be worse.
Now we're here. At least I caught it now. Instead. Wow. Yeah, see, it can be worse, just like that. There we go. Now it's back. Hi, everybody.
Hi. So.
welcome to the show, everyone.
Several years ago, my dad tried to, he's done this since I was a kid, tried to blame my mom for things, like, always finds a way to bring her up in a way that we can badmouth her. And I'm a full-ass adult. I'm, like, 30 years old by the time this is happening. The last time he did this with me. Yeah. And he was like, well, I'm sure your mom contributed to some childhood trauma. And I was like, you did too. And he goes, whatever do you mean? You know, Yeah. And so I get to explain to him that, Dad, you picked Elena and I up from school and told us we were going to dinner, but first you were marrying the woman that up until that point you had told us was just your friend. We had no idea you were even dating. And then you married her, and I got kicked out of my bedroom so that her son could take my bed, because my sister and I shared a room, and in our apartment, and I suddenly had a whole new family. And again, up till this point, you had just told me that she was your friend. So that, you know, was a bit disturbing. And he went, you knew we were dating.
I took you at your word, Dad. You were just friends.
Did you not
hear anything I just said to you?
This was a lie. This was a fucking lie. Because he was out to dinner with my sister a couple weeks ago. And him and my stepmom were joking about how funny it was that they didn't tell us kids that they were dating. This was a fucking lie. So, he gaslit me, is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gaslighting. So, This is my dad, everyone. This is why I don't talk to him. So anyway, that's my going on with my dad. Father's Day's coming up. hope I'm not breaking people's ears, trying to make sure I'm good.
No, but guys, let me know if the table's tapping is getting to be a bit much, because I'm hearing it. But I've got very, very strong pickup on this mic and headphones. I got mine cranked up really fucking loud, so.
I can't tell how loud I am relative to everyone else.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which one's yours.
It's fine.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's fine. Maybe people will tell us if they can't hear me, right?
Well, they should be if I have chat up. You guys are there, and I've got it. The only one saying anything right now is New York Thunder 9 saying good evening, everyone. So I was kind of shit getting out the, hey, we're doing this tonight. Everybody come and watch, you know. But it's one of those things where I'd be like, I've been here every Saturday night.
It's been a regular thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like. People don't remember that.
I mean, the ones that are here do.
You gotta remind people. Thinking about resurrecting my R.R. Lush Twitter to do the tweets and just be a regular person on and not just a porn account.
I saw a really funny video of a guy that I put it into my Discord out there about this guy that got his first paycheck from OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he used it to pay off his sister's student loans.
Oh, wow.
But the way that he did it was really fucking hilarious, because he kicks open the door to his house that he lives in with his mom and dad still, like, boots the fucking door open, and the mom's just sitting on the couch. What the fuck is going on? And he opens up his sister's room and throws a fucking satchel of money at her head.
Oh, jeez.
And all these dollar bills are flying out of the thing. And for some reason, there's a duck. He's got a duck with him for some weird fucking reason.
Because it's the internet.
It was wildly fucking chaotic, right. And it just kept getting more chaotic as I'm watching. And I'm like, I'm here for it. I like this shit. And she's like, what? What the fuck's going on? He's like, that's for your student loans.
Well, all right then.
And so, like, a couple minutes later, she's obviously been crying and is counting out the money to make sure it's all there. And she's like, thanks. It's kind of weird where you got this, but I mean, it's cool. Thank you, though. And he's like, yeah, that my penis is paying off your loans.
Good job, penis. Well,
and the mom was like, you know, that's a real nice fucking thing you did right there, but have you ever thought about buying your own fucking house with your fucking money? Oh, it was like a Jersey mom kind of thing.
Excellent.
No, yeah, that is.
There's fucking every couple of seconds on that video. Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
oh God, I was thinking of a TikTok. I don't understand why Americans can't. It was a Scottish person. I don't understand why Americans can't understand me. And an English person responds, it's because you're not speaking English. And they're like, yeah, and they're like, okay, let's break that down. Yeah, nah,
There's a reason.
That's not English.
There's a reason I had to watch Trainspotting with subtitles on the first time.
It's so funny.
And it's not just for Spud.
No. Spud. There's even times with Ewan McGregor, I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? Or anything with the fucking Robert Carlyle doing playing Begbie in that one, where it's just like, did he?
Thanks, you like thanks.
He's just like shouting shit out, and I'm like, what did he just say? Bring up the subtitle. I need to see what he said.
Subtitle just says yells in Scottish.
Yells in Scottish.
Incomprehensible Scot.
Bar fight ensues.
Yeah. Irish English is easier to understand than Scottish. That's for sure. Have you guys seen the TikToks of Scottish people trying to say certain words in English? And they're like, I can say these. And then they try to say them. Like burglarer.
Oh.
Burglary. They're like, burglary.
I want the rubber bandits to make a video of them. Doing that. You know, a person what done steal your things.
Oh, the fucking rubber bandits. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love them so much. They're on the list.
Fuck, I was.
You have to wear the plastic bag mask, though. Yeah. You have to do it.
I was walking out of. I was walking into a parking lot this week. And I was walking to my Subaru and I saw a Honda Civic. And I was like, fuck your Honda Civic, get a horse outside.
And fuck your Subaru.
Fuck your Mitsubishi, I've a horse outside. She said, I don't believe you. I said, it's fucking true. So I was just singing it wrong. You guys say horse. I've got a horse outside.
I just want like somebody from Ireland to come in and be like, whoa, these Yankees know who the fuck the rubber bandits are.
It's a great
Good
song.
For them, man.
It's a great song. I've only heard that one and a couple others from them. I don't know a lot of them.
We'll have to play in the break Spastic Hawk for you.
Okay.
I've got a Spastic Hawk. Spastic Hawk.
the options. The options
and my friend was like, I don't get it.
The options are many.
He's like, I don't get it. I'm like, say it fast. You have a spastic cock. Okay. I get it now. Or Dad's Best Friend. Oh, fuck. I love that song.
Dad's Best Friend. I Want to Fight Your Father is good.
Especially in Gaelic. They did a single and they've released it in Gaelic as well about wanting to beat this girl that won't let the dad won't let him date her. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna beat the fuck out of the dad, and then the video he's training for it, and the fight happens, and the dad just utterly destroys him.
Okay, I'm sending you one in Slack that we can watch here on the stream, since you know we're just kind of fucking around this week.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of form to what we're doing tonight, and it's
so
welcome to the new format.
are we going on break after this week?
Sure. Why not?
I got
my bonus and I got money to pay for
the
bills.
You make the call.
Well, I figured might as well get done with Scott Pilgrim and then we'll come back with your homework that you wanted us to do. And then we'll come back in June.
We can throw a couple out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come in. Yeah. Come back in June. That sounds nice.
Sure.
Roger isn't
because the reason I bring up my bonus is that finally, thanks to all the patron money as well for keeping the bills being paid during COVID, but I finally got enough of a lump sum where I'm out of credit card debt finally.
Woo!
So fucking A, I'm so happy to be done
Excellent!
With that shit. Which is why I went out and bought a Simpsons cabinet today.
On credit card.
No, it was cash. It was $400 in cash. It was worth it.
That's not, you know what? That is less than I expected it to be.
Yeah, it wasn't
There's
the actual.
There's not a whole lot of demand.
You know what?
It wasn't the actual Simpsons arcade machine, like the one that's the quarter slot one thing. It's the 1UP arcade one.
Oh, oh my gosh, okay.
Is there something in my eye? What the hell?
It's IKEA with video games is all it is. You just put the fucking thing together. And like, I was just on cloud nine putting it together. I'm like, this is so fun. I love putting this shit together. And one of my kids is like, can I help? I'm like, no.
Anyway, I sent it to you.
There's cables. There's cables. We're not going to touch any of this shit. Can I put the toppers on top of the joysticks? I'm like, yes, you obviously can. So Bacon Slider says, you got your bonus and I got jury duty.
Woo!
Ooh, jury duty.
Don't try to get out of it.
Do
the thing. Try to be as normal as possible while you're getting selected and then do the right thing.
Or you could do the Liz Lemon wearing fucking your hair like Princess Leia.
She went in a whole outfit. Liz Lemon went in a whole outfit.
I love that show.
That show does not hold up as much as I thought it did.
No.
It really does not.
There was a lot of timely comedy in that one.
Exactly. Like, a lot of it was very of its... However, still to this day, one of my favorite... Roger, great joke.
The rural juror.
Yeah, Roger. And one of my favorite jokes of all time is, we know what art is. It's paintings of horses.
What show is this?
30 Rock?
Oh, right. 30 Rock. Okay. Right.
We
right.
know what art is. It's right. paintings of horses.
Right.
The show
that won out over Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Yeah.
Got yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Which is a...
That surprised every fucking
Holy
buddy.
Shit, I'm so sorry. That's awful.
Oh, no. What? You got your bonus and I got evicted. I'm sorry, Azazio. Is it just The Simpsons? Did I give one of those 100 games? No, it was only... I made sure it was a licensed version of that game for The Simpsons, so it's the real deal. And Azazio, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
That's awful. That sucks. And you deserve better. And, I don't know, form a tenants union. That shit works.
Burn it down. Metaphorically.
Metaphorically in Minecraft.
Right. I mean, they can't arrest everybody.
Well,
I don't know. The January 6th people thought that as well. They just don't arrest the rich ones.
Exactly. But no, renters unions do work. They do protect people.
Yeah.
And there was a group that they formed a renters union, and the owner of their apartment building went bankrupt. So now they're getting offered the chance to buy their apartments for $2,500 a piece.
Wow.
Total. Like, each apartment, $2,500.
Liquidation.
Because they formed a renter's union.
Damn.
So, hopefully, if you have a renter's union.
Hopefully, they're actually, you know,
in the state,
buying.
Yeah, no. In the state they are in.
I don't know. $2,500, I'd buy a bunch of them.
Oh, my. For $2,500, no, you have to live there. You can't be a landlord. Right.
But it's like when Detroit was experiencing that worst downfall and you could buy whole houses for like a couple of $100.
Yeah.
I thought about it, you know?
Well, their housing is still crazy cheap, but the banks won't lend because the loans are not enough to make a profit on. So people who make way more than enough to buy property are being so shockingly.
I just wanted to buy a block and be like, just black. I live in one here. And then everybody else, let's make some community housing for everybody.
Yeah, it'd be cool. But yeah, it'd be great. But if they, in the place where this happened, if you have a renter's union, they have to do right of first refusal for the property. And because the owner fucked it up, $2,500 a piece. So
nice.
Mm-hmm. Yay, unions. We can union. We can do union. Roger got really drunk once and decided to mansplain what a boycott is on Twitter, and he saw it the next morning and he rightfully deleted it. He went,
hey, did you know you could do that? You could do that on Twitter.
You can.
You can delete bad posts. It's amazing.
He was like, did you know the consumer, like us all together as consumers, effectively forms a union so we can collectively decide to not buy something? I'm like, did you just mansplain what boycotting is? And then he was too drunk to register what I said. So, and then the next day I was like, he was like, what the hell is this tweet? And I'm like, yeah, you mansplained to the entire internet what boycotting is. And he deleted it. He was particularly mansplaining that night. It was so weird. We were watching a documentary together. He was extremely drunk. I need to preface this. It was still a fun night.
Fucking props to him being able to watch a documentary while you're blitzed. That's nappy time right there.
It was a documentary about plane crashes, so slightly more invigorating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be better than that last episode of Moon Knight. Oh, I said it.
Oh, I don't care about that show.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be watching it again, probably.
I didn't care about it. I had no strong feelings. Other than Oscar Isaac is very good.
Oscar Isaacs is very good.
Yep.
I just was expecting more.
Anything?
It just felt like this didn't so really boring. Go very far.
It was pretty boring.
The stakes were pretty low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we were watching.
Not hating, though.
Roger and I were watching this documentary together.
Yeah.
And he paused it to explain what the documentary had just explained to me. And I said, did you really just explain the documentary we were watching together? He's like, but you don't understand. I go, I am watching the same documentary as you. The exact same one.
There's not a partition up here. What'd you get for A? What? What'd you get for number one?
So anyway, okay. The next day I got to tell him about that. He's like, Drunk Roger, sometimes Drunk Roger gets what we call white guy confidence, and he.
Oh yeah, yes. We talked about this mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so that was a very white guy confident night. It's not every time, but they are very funny stories when I get to tell them because he says some very dumb things very confidently.
It's apropos. He's a white dude.
He is a white dude.
most of us can't fucking help it, you know.
Oh my god! Speaking of which, I was listening to NPR yesterday, and they had a whole feature.
What on NPR though?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a whole interview.
Does Diane Rehm still do the show?
No, she passed away.
No, yeah.
Oh fuck! I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I know. I loved Diane Rehm. She was great.
Maybe if Isaac demonstrated more enthusiasm towards returning to the character. Well, that's Marvel's fucking fault for not making him sign a contract. You can't tie Oscar Isaacs down. You can't do that shit.
The whole segment was on NPR. It was like an hour long show. I can't remember mm-hmm. which one though. Was a white guy explaining how life is too good right now. And so people need to purposely make themselves uncomfortable to develop better character. And that people are just finding things to complain about.
That's fascism.
It was fucking wild. He was just like, well, you see, most people's lives just don't have a lot of challenges. And I'm like, oh.
Who's?
Just this white guy explaining how everything's actually great now. So people have to find things to, like, nitpick. It's like, is that so? Is that so, buddy? Everyone's right. Lives are just so comfortable. They're too comfortable. And he wasn't trying to, he wasn't even saying like weak men make hard times or whatever.
Oh,
was,
see, that's what I was going
no,
for.
No, he was just like for your personal development.
I was waiting for him to do some fucking Joe Rogan bullshit.
Is this like one of those guys that's comparing life today to life during like the fucking Black Plague?
The Bolshevik Revolution.
Like, you know, comparatively speaking, we've got it pretty good.
Yeah. I think he was generally just saying that, like, air conditioning. And it's like, okay, man.
Yes, air conditioning has definitely made things much more comfortable than they would have been 100 years ago.
Not necessarily, though, because there were places that they didn't do electric air conditioning. But the reason we need to do so much electric air conditioning mm-hmm. is because we built buildings stupid and cheap for profit. Like, you can build buildings yeah. that have natural air conditioning that are much cooler mm-hmm. in very hot places, even.
You know what you can do? You can make just fucking hobbit houses. Those would be wonderful for insulation.
That's a lot of indigenous people in this area used to do shit like that, didn't they?
But no, they let's just keep building shit up.
Exactly! We make it stupid because, like, it's easier and cheaper to build that way rather than actually doing the things that work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could make we could make air conditioning use way less energy, but nah.
Okay, if you lived in Middle Earth, where would you live? Do you know enough?
Oh my God, Shire for sure, all the day, Shire? Every day. The Shire is.
What the hell is that? That's not plugged in. And the door's locked. So
that was her.
Was who? Hey Google, shut your ass up. Just went, okay. I didn't realize I was plugged in. I don't know how long that's been there. The Shire, huh?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Basically, anarchist utopia.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Shire is good. Shire is good. I don't know.
It could be any age, though. It doesn't have to be, you know, Middle Earth when the it could be back when Isildur was doing his thing, you know.
The Shire.
Okay. Okay. You're still doing that. As Ozio says, Mountain Dew.
Hardcore.
I don't know.
Rivendell for me, it's feasts every night.
They eat green things.
They do. They do.
The hobbits have definitely the best food.
They do.
And Cilia also says Rivendell.
No way. Oh. The Shire has pubs. And they've got, they smoke things.
I'm hanging with my homeboys, the dwarves. I'm going to be dwarves a Minas Tirith, dude.
Minas Tirith also seems pretty rad. Not going to lie. The dwarves also like good food.
Actually, I think fucking hanging with Tom Bombadil would be.
No, that guy's too weird.
That'd be fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
Dude, he's got.
That's
got all the drugs.
Oh, of course he does.
Oh, yeah. You get your drugs from him. But you go back to the Shire where you can like.
You go back to the prancing pony before you drop that mushroom.
Exactly. No, you get
that's
back
the
to.
That's the area of men.
You get back to the rolling fields and the lovely. You get back to the Shire where you are going to have plenty of like.
I goddamn love all you people.
They're going to have music. You know they're going to have music.
I can't have this conversation with anybody else in my fucking life. I love you both for it.
Rohan would be pretty nice.
Rohan doesn't seem half bad.
It doesn't seem too half bad.
They seem a bit sexist for me, though.
Yeah.
The Shire is not nearly
sexist. They really all kind of did.
Ah, the Shire's not nearly
sexist. I mean, the Nazgul couldn't be that bad. No.
Didn't Rosie end up owning the pub? Like, it seems like women have. Well,
yeah, Rosie,
like,
Rosie owned the Green Dragon.
That's right, she did from the beginning. So, like, yeah. Like, as far as, like, sexism goes, it's just, like, really low key in the Shire.
Yeah.
I mean, really low key.
Honestly, Bree is probably pretty good. You've got normal sized doors.
But you got hobbits.
I don't need normal sized doors. I would fit in a hobbit hole just fine, thank you.
Yeah, you're not like Sir Ian fucking hunched over.
No, I'm walking straight through, no problems. Like,
you'd be an Amazonian to the hobbits.
I would be very tall to the hobbits. I'm like the hobbits are like on an average.
Yeah, tall drink of water.
3.5 feet, something like that. But like, I'm like, I'm 5 foot. I'm like, this is gonna be great.
Right. I don't know. I'd probably say I'm just gonna go shack up with, you know, the Bjorn the Bear outside the Fanghorn.
Okay, there's some the eagles. I don't know what their life is like.
I don't know.
They seem a little. The Ents, they never shut up, so that's a no-go for me.
Yeah,
that's like
true. The tree Ents just might as well be called fucking memberberry trees is all they are.
When we wonder where the wives went, right?
No wonder they left your ass.
They never shut the fuck up.
What about Moria before it got destroyed? Cilia says,
a little dark.
It seemed beautiful, though.
Sure.
But like, you got to pick pretty early in it.
Have you ever smelled a cave?
Yeah. Some of them smell very nice.
Sure. Sure they do.
The ones that are ozone-y and staticky that I'm thinking of.
Have you ever smelled a cave that's full of people?
Oof.
No, actually.
Smells like Burning Man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Moria cannot smell good.
Oh, no. I think the dwarves probably have some pretty nice, like, perfumes and incenses and stuff. I bet they do.
I don't know.
They seem rather hedonistic.
There is nothing in the lore about dwarves that leads me to believe that they have odor under control.
I don't know. I don't believe that. They have their beards decorated and braided. They're like the ancient Scandinavians with their grooming. I guarantee they got that locked down.
Man, you're telling me dwarves didn't create fucking central air? Like,
truth.
Like, even the Dwemers in fucking Azeroth.
We know that
knew how to create shit like that.
We know that they had baths and stuff in there. Like, although I really like the Sun Tribe. Again, it's the Shire all day, every day. Anarchist utopia.
It really,
there's no kings.
It really does come down to the food.
I don't want to live in Moria.
Look, scenery is nice. Environment is... Look, it's about the food.
I don't want to live in Moria, but I'd like to visit before I got destroyed by orcs. So someone says, no, I want to be in Mordor.
Mordor, no, thank you.
Hey, I've ran through there in the video game. That's not a very cool place to live.
Where are the Oliphants from? Hmm. That seems like an interesting place.
From that the land that we conquered during the Victorian age.
It's the brown people. I know it's the brown people.
J.R.R. Tolkien was just like, India.
It's India.
You know.
Those savages over is what there. He was.
The people over there.
But they got good food. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the British Empire wants to act like it didn't. It's like, oh no, we hate all these fucking immigrants that are happening. It's like, you shouldn't have colonized all these fucking the places, you fucking dumbasses.
The world, the sun never sets, right? Get fucked. Fuck the British Empire. Fuck the Queen. I'll stand by
us. Fuck that old lady.
Fire the Queen and all the royals. Fire them. No more
royalty. I do like the fact that my doctor, you know, Chris Eccleston, shat on the Queen.
Oh, did he?
On fucking, I think it was on Instagram. He was just, ooh, he was just shitting it on the Queen because it was about the Parliament opening, and he had,
yeah,
they had Prince whatever the fuck is Bumblefuck is his name.
Yeah,
opening the Parliament, and he's like, oh my God, "Fuck the Queen, that. Abolish her." And
abolish
I was just like,
the Queen.
I'm like, "Go, Chris Eccleston, man."
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually rad as hell. That's actually rad as hell. I love.
That's
that.
My doctor. I've always loved him.
Oh, we got a new doctor.
Anytime yes, he pops did. Up, I fucking love that guy. Like, he was in The Leftovers, which was a fantastic goddamn show that nobody watched.
No, you're right, I didn't.
Because
I
it's a fucking bummer.
Yeah, it was a boring bummer as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, did you ever find out what happened in it?
No, I didn't care.
Overlapping realities.
Oh, that'd explain it.
And it sucked away a bunch of people into a world that had nobody living in it. And, like, so, like, there was another Earth that had... Like, the realities, like, dipped into each other, and it sucked people away into another Earth. So it was like, oh, well, that's fucking crazy. And they found a way that they can get there, too. So, sorry, spoilers for, like, season 5 of The Leftovers.
The Leftovers that no one watched.
That show was a fucking beating. I loved it, though. Chris Eccleston was great.
Paths of the Dead? Ew. Mm. No one wants to be there. Watch the TikTok with the Scottish.
Oh yeah. Hang on, I got that right
speaking
here.
Speaking of the UK again.
Let me let's talk about the doctor real quick.
We got a new doctor.
So go ahead.
Yes. Queer doctor.
Really?
He's good looking guy too.
Yes, good looking.
Yes. I mean the actor is.
The doctor.
Sorry. I didn't think it would autoplay like that. It's TikTok. What else is gonna fucking happen?
Right. Yeah,
no, stop it. No, stop. Okay.
What the fuck?
There.
Okay.
There. Okay. God damn.
Anyway,
TikTok. Why you autoplay?
I can't believe
that.
People are mad about it. Like, I just
They were mad when it was a woman.
I know.
They were mad when it was an old person. They're mad when it's a young person.
I am mad.
They're mad when it's someone from Scotland.
Here's my table smacking. I'm mad that he hasn't been able to be a ginger yet.
That's true.
They're giving him everything he wants, but being a ginger.
That is kind of funny. They are trolling the doctor themselves.
There are some bridges that are just too far.
I still haven't caught up on the last season,
you guys
spoilers.
Are way ahead of me. I still haven't even seen all of the God, what is his name?
Capaldi?
Capaldi.
I haven't even watched all Capaldi? Oh, look, have you seen the one where he was trapped in the prison?
I think I saw that one.
I
don't like his companion in that one.
With the diamond wall. Did you see?
No.
She's not in that episode.
No.
Oh my God! That's one of the greatest episodes of all time!
I'm getting to it. God damn, I got a lot of shit to watch.
Just watch that one. You don't even just watch that one. It's really good.
I don't know. Kyle got me to catch up on fucking 5 seasons of Doctor Who, like within a summertime. So I did that. And then I kind of stopped because after I watched the documentary, Let Me Borrow.
Yeah.
Which was really fucking good. You know, the start of the Doctor Who thing?
Oh, yeah.
About how it got created and the people at the BBC that didn't want it to happen. And
Yeah, it was a journey in space and time.
So yeah, there you go. Yeah. And then you lent me the Christmas special, too, which I thought was fucking fantastic with John Hurd that was in that
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I loved that.
John Hurt. Sorry, John Hurt.
Yeah. William Hurt?
William Hurt.
Sorry, William John Hurt. Yeah.
What the fuck am I thinking of?
Yeah, that was the 50th.
Yeah. I loved it. Roger and I watched it again not too long ago.
The War Doctor.
I still love this. This is so good. I love it. Yeah, still. But it's kind of hard to find the most recent season in the U.S. So that's why.
It's BBC. The BBC has kind of fucked it up.
Yeah.
They have kind of fucked it up.
Often they do.
They are not good at this. They are really, really not good at this. Not like it's a popular show or anything.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Part of me is a little disappointed that we're not sticking with more women, mm-hmm. or at least non-men.
When we had a black lady doctor.
Yeah. I haven't finished that, so I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. No spoilers. But like, I just want, like, all of the doctors have been men up until, you know,
recently,
just barely. Yeah. And so, I don't know. Part of me kind of wanted more of that. But, you know, this guy is very handsome. I've heard good things. So, great. Okay. I'm always open-minded to a new doctor.
Right.
Always.
Did you watch Sex Education?
No. Is he in that? Oh, okay. I'll give that up.
Oh. Have you watched?
Come on. You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay. Let's watch.
I've watched so much other shit. If you guys have watched, like Smiling Friends or anything.
What the hell is that?
Oh, well, it's on HBO Max, and it's like a 15-minute Adult Swim show, but it is fucking... I actually don't watch it, Felicia.
Okay.
You can watch it. Don't watch it.
I already wasn't going to, trust me.
The first episode's about suicide, and it's fucking bleak.
Then I really don't want to.
Never mind. We're not going to get into it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, there's this that we want to watch over here. So
yeah.
Here's this lady. Hang on. Let me play this. And here we go.
It's like things Scottish people can't see. And I'm going to show you that I can, in fact.
Oh.
So here's my effort at our words. I'm going to start halfway.
What?
What the fuck
is none of that. Saying? None of that.
This up a little bit so I can see his face.
I was trying to do this. I didn't realize it was a stitch. I was trying to do the one with her. Oh. So.
Tarantula. Big legs.
No, oh, tarantula.
Here we go.
Regularly.
Regular?
Regularly.
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 Burglary.
There you go. You did it.
What's that one? I didn't hear.
Burglary.
Oh, burglary. Okay.
I
burglary.
Her trying to say
burglary.
Okay. It's been a burglary. And vocabulary.
Oh, very good. Good job. Good job. That's a good one.
There. You did it.
Okay, Felicia's sending me the next one. Hang on. Let's do this lady. Hang on. Things Scottish people can't say.
Thing that is like things Scottish people can't say, and I'm going to show you that I can in fact say them. Yes, I can.
She said, "Can I?"
Can I see?
Yeah.
Can I see?
I love it. I fucking love it.
It looks like I hit a tarantula. Easy. No, I don't. I'll have you know I shave my fanny regularly. Simple.
And if you don't understand what she said, that's too bad because it was fucking fantastic.
Say to what now?
Shave what? Your what now? Hey, look at those eyes. She knows.
Yeah, you go to the bank. You can't go to the bank. The bank's shut. There's been a burglary. Okay. There's been a burglary.
Okay, there. You can see the text of what she's saying. There you go.
How the fuck do you say that word? Burglarly. It appears burglarly is no part of my vocabulary. Oh, for fuck's sake. I keep getting tagged in this thing that is like things Scottish people can't say.
I just want to see what the subtitle says.
I can, in fact, see them. Yes, I can. I've got a fanny that looks like a hairy tarantula. Easy.
Tarantula. Okay. Yes.
I didn't catch the first part of word before tarantula.
Got a fanny that looks like a tarantula.
Like a hairy tarantula. Shave my fanny regularly. Thank you very much. That was excellent.
Collins out there says, I thought the universe was undergoing something like cellular mitosis. That's probably in reference to the Doctor Who that we were talking about.
Oh, or no, was that leftovers?
Oh, yeah. It could be that. Yeah. It could be that one.
Somebody asked on Twitter, like, well, like, how did, like, a baby develop and, like, a certain feature, you know, because abortion. And I said, meiosis. That's how all of it happened.
You mean cell division? Cell division is the thing? Exactly. It's everything, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
How is Babby formed?
Yeah.
Thank you, Grand Privatism.
One of the arguments against abortion that pisses me off is, well, I was almost aborted, and it's like, everyone who was born, like, everyone who's alive was born. You realize that, right? Like, everyone went from not born to born. If they're here, you are not special for having been born.
It makes me think of the fucking local newscaster that said, if it wasn't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent that year at college. Like, wait a minute.
What?
Hey, that's some weird fucking cause and effect. What are you talking about? A KSL person said that. If it wasn't for my horse.
I got another TikTok that is actually extremely on topic for this. So.
God damn it. Lewis Black is awesome, says Grand Rapids. which is why I liked him playing anger in the fuck was that one called?
Inside Out.
Yeah, good movie. Yep.
Oh yeah, he did a great job. Okay, here it is. Don't worry, it's perfect for us. Save and oh wait, I shouldn't have saved. I should have copied the link. Da-doy. Copy link.
Azosia says, get him, Felicia.
Get him. It cracks me up when somebody's like, well, I was almost aborted. And it's like, I also could have been miscarried. My mom decided she didn't want to do it. Right.
How do you get almost aborted? It's a binary thing. You know?
Yeah, you either are.
Your mom
or not.
Thought about it, is what they mean.
Every mother thinks about
harder
it.
They should. Because, God damn it.
Funny you should say that. X, why don't you play the video I just sent you?
Wait, I thought you were going to call me out for being a misanthrope again.
Okay.
No.
I mean, because we're kind of there. So. It's fucking Bill Maher. God damn it.
Why?
Felicia
bringing up
the topics to talk about since X is slacking off.
I got him.
Hey, the shade.
That they're doing what their name says.
The shade.
The shade.
The shade. It is 2022. I started doing show notes in 2015. I deserve a break.
I got stuff. We can do this. Anyway, video.
So I love me some misanthropes, someone said.
That seems ironic. Okay.
Okay, so Katie Porter roasts Bill Maher on abortion rights.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
okay.
I'm good for that because Katie Porter's fucking amazing.
His bites.
Choice, but I mean, I'm a little squishy and always have been because they told my mother after my sister, very difficult birth, she shouldn't have another one. So knowing that I could have been on the cutting room floor.
Oh, fuck you, Bill. Fuck you. And I know she's going to get to it, but still, it's just like, I could have been there. Yeah. All of us could have been there.
Every single human being. We all got birthed. That's what Matt, like.
Close friend of the family on my side has had 17 miscarriages of like carrying them to like first trimester.
Exactly. That's my whole point is that
to the point where they had to give her like the lacing up thing to hold her fucking thing. Yeah, she finally got a kid and she's very happy for it. But fuck, it's like, you know,
everyone who exists got born. Just because, like, if you didn't, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know if you weren't here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Do you think those aborted fetuses go, oh, man.
Right? Right?
I wish I could have lived.
But I was going to cure cancer.
By that argument, then sperm should ever be wasted.
We'll get to this because we're going to talk Under the Banner of Heaven because there's the latest episode. Have you caught episode 4?
Caught up.
Okay, good. Because
I am obsessed. Fuck.
Because just titling last week's episode got us like 400 more views than we normally get. So.
Oh, all right. Okay, so he says, I could have been on the cutting room floor.
Audience laughter, because it's funny.
Was it?
No.
Not really.
But I get it. As long as it's still in you.
Your mom made her choice.
Yes.
And we're all here. Yeah.
Where's her whiteboard?
What's the consequences of that choice?
God damn. Fucking bravo. Go run for president, please.
We're She's not done. She is not done. Grand Prize Pism
says, boom, headshot.
Okay.
Oh, the audience is dying.
First of all, fuck you. Go watch another show. We got a lot on the lot here. If I'm not doing it,
I just want to say,
I'm asking the hard questions.
God bless Miss Marr. God bless her for having you. Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't easy.
God damn. I'm a mom with three kids. It isn't easy. Fuck A.
She got a double tap.
God damn it, Katie Porter. I love you so much.
It was so good.
It's good.
We're all here living with the consequences of that choice.
Now teabag him.
Exactly.
But the point is, she made her choice.
Look, I am pro.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That was it. That's it.
Okay.
She just murdered him on his show. You guys want to see a dead body?
Oh, and there are some comedians that cannot handle that shit.
Oh,
Bill Maher is one of those guys.
Absolutely cannot handle that shit.
Oh shit, she's funnier than I am. Oh
my God,
no.
She is though. She's great. She's probably one of my favorite people in Congress, and like. My bar is so,
you know,
like,
anytime you show up in front of Congress and she's grilling you and she has her whiteboard out,
know,
you'd
I
be
love
like,
her whiteboard.
Oh, I'm fuck, sorry. This is going to suck.
She actually is extremely progressive. So,
yeah, as Bob says, she won't be back on his show.
She won't be, but she took her opportunity and she crushed it. Ah, that was amazing. It was amazing.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, I thought we would enjoy that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got a couple minutes before we shuffle off to do the show. Like maybe 10 at the most, because we need to take a break. Because we need to eat and we need to drink, because tomorrow we die. Anybody out there have anything you want to bring up? Any questions? Anything you want us to talk about? I mean, there was that thing that happened in Buffalo today. I don't know if anybody caught that.
Yeah.
Please don't. Make me talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it, but the thing is like, hey, it's almost like if you spread bad theories around, someone's going to
cite Tucker Carlson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's cool.
You know, when I go on Twitter and I check the tags to see what's trending, and it says grand replacement and it says libs, and I'm like, oh fuck, what's going on today, people?
oh no,
do I need to scrub my history? Yeah. Do I need to go change my profile?
It's awful. It truly is. Mm-hmm. It's scary. I don't know.
This guy's gonna go to jail for it, but it's one of those things where he was, one, taken into custody without any issue.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Two, he's going to be cited as a lone wolf, because that's what they do when your skin tone is a certain color.
Or they're gonna say mental illness when the guy is clearly cogent. He's just a fascist. That's it.
That's how you know he's a centrist that supports frozen peaches. There you go. Hey, I just want to say it's nice to be proven right once again that Elon Musk is absolutely not actually going to buy Twitter.
Oh my God, there's no way.
Well, especially after Bitcoin took its tumble this week.
Did you see the people saying not to make fun of NFT buyers? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm making fun of you.
Don't make fun of them. They just lost everything. I'm sorry. How many people were saying, wow, this is stupid?
Yeah.
This is a scam.
This is definitely a scam. I saw somebody say today NFTs were an MLM for people who thought they were too smart to be got by an MLM. And it very
I think
much
that was
so.
I think that was Peachy Carr that said that, because I was about to bring that up, because she had some fucking words to say that.
Well, and like they stole people's artwork, and then they told people, like artists, that if they didn't participate in this absolutely horrible grift, that it was their own fucking fault that their art got stolen.
Yeah,
which, first of all, anyone could just steal whatever they wanted to make it into an NFT, and you could duplicate, because nobody was checking all of that. And it was a link. It was a link to an image. It was not. It was nothing. It was.
Yeah, you didn't actually own.
No, you didn't own anything. Not a goddamn thing.
Nope. Nope. Absolutely.
Oh, it's at Space Ghost is her new, is the one she Space goes Ghost, by now. Yeah, yeah, at yeah, Space yeah, Ghost. Yeah, Kari. Kari is fucking amazing. She does League of Legends streaming and stuff, yeah. But like, she's funny as shit. I fucking love her.
Oh, she was crushing that.
Yeah, I've known her I've known her a long time now.
You know, back when she was young and working at fucking Hammond's Toys and hanging out with fucking Gary, what the fuck was his last name? The guy from Jesus Christ.
Burger King does not have sliders, but the Impossible Whopper is delicious. Grand Priapism had a question. I like the Impossible Burgers. I really do.
I haven't tried one yet. I honestly haven't tried
you should
one.
Really try it.
I don't get many like fast food things.
I'm honestly waiting for the class action lawsuit against Burger King after everybody is able to successfully order and consume the Impossible Whopper. False advertising. It is completely
it's
possible.
It is absolutely
100% possible.
It exists, yeah. Therefore it's possible.
Right.
They are
selling something.
Boo that joke. I'm ashamed I participated.
You know what I'm going to stream this week?
How dare I?
I just decided I'm going to stream fucking playing Sneak King from the Xbox 360 era. Shit. When Burger King came out with fucking Xbox games that you were $5 a piece.
Oh my God. Excellent.
And I bought them all because I worked right next to a goddamn Burger King.
That's hilarious.
So there's Sneak King where you hide out in areas, and back when the king was like showing up in that weird fucking costume and he's like, here's your breakfast, construction worker guy. He didn't say it.
God, that was so fucking creepy.
So creepy.
Sorry, I was reading something and sexy costume. My God, this is getting strange. Grand Priapism out here.
Grand Priapism got the big horny. You know?
that was a very, very, very specific.
I do believe the Impossible Impossible meat has about the same solidity,
roughly,
as meat.
Texture wise, it's pretty much the same.
It is not healthier than meat.
No,
I need everyone to understand this. It's delicious though. And it really does taste like it. It's crazy. Oh, I had kangaroo this week.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
Was it kangaroo? No, it was ostrich. Sorry, different thing.
Okay.
That's also delicious.
It's fine. Like
it's meat.
It tasted like beef. Yeah. It tasted exactly like beef.
Ostrich is very dark, meaty.
I can understand confusing ostrich with kangaroo. I mean, they are both birds. They're also both mythological creatures. They don't really exist.
Grand Priapism says ostrich eggs, very beefy.
That's a lot of egg. It's the largest cell on the planet. It's a single cell. Yep.
It is too much egg. Way too much egg.
When I found out that eggs are just one cell, my brain broke. Like, it is just one cell. It's just one.
Yeah.
Be like, and there's the nuclear membrane. There's the nucleus.
You know how TERFs never understand biology? Like, on a fundamental level, they just don't get it. I had some TERFs.
Yeah, that's a prerequisite to becoming a TERF.
Before we just, like, I mean, yes, lump all the TERFs in there. But also, keep in mind, there's a lot of people that don't fucking understand biology at the basic level, too.
That's very true.
Ask them, how many holes does a lady have?
but that guy also is...
I mean, not just that guy. It was a whole fucking episode of, like, Orange is the New Black, also, where it was a running joke.
Oh, yeah.
I've paid a lot to have mine made for me, so...
I didn't know that the urethra was not part of the vagina.
Sorry, TERFs though. Sorry.
And if anyone's wondering, it's part of the vulva, not the vagina. The vagina is the hole.
It's the sheath.
No, that don't.
That's what
ever,
that fucking no, means, though. I'm just saying.
I understand, but don't ever say that again. That's icky.
Well, that's how it feels.
Like
whenever
calling it seed.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like our words fucking matter. We need to come up with new words instead of using Latin words. Because like, oh, Latin. Oh, that sounds really nice. Be like, that literally means pork sheath. You know.
I don't. I just don't call it that. It's like calling it seed. You don't do that.
It's like us calling other countries by the wrong name just because that's the way it's been in our language for fucking ever. I'm like, can we not?
Just call it a vagina. Don't ever call it a sheath again. I swear to God.
Wow, this show is educational too, says Bob.
Anyway, so this guy tried to tell me that that one, you can determine skeletal sex easily, like yeah, like in the ground, you know, like. Archaeological digs there, it's easy to determine skeletal sex.
Not
it
so
is
much.
Not it no. is there is many, many skeletons. They have no idea what sex that person was. Not a clue. Sometimes they can use other clues, like you know, pregnancy leaches the calcium from your bones. Mm-hmm. So you know, yeah. that's but not every single female person gives birth, so right. That's not perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes they can kind of tell, or they can make a best guess based off like
and then
the size of the pelvis in relation to other things. And it's sort of like, okay, there is a better chance.
Yeah. They'll often use cultural markers, like how was the person buried? What were they buried in? You know, it's circumstantial evidence.
Right.
This guy tried to tell me that they can determine what sex someone is on a skeleton from the cells.
A Volvo? Somebody's called
a Volvo.
No, it's not a safe fucking Swedish car that's made by Ford.
Volva, Volvo. Yeah, same thing. I mean, you're quite safe inside them one way or the other.
When people say that stupid shit like that, you just want to be like, okay, motherfucker, here's a skeleton.
Yeah.
Tell me.
But the thing is,
it's not me. It's the scientists that do it.
One of the first things to degrade is DNA, which is the only part of a cell which is also going to degrade very quickly. That. Could determine sex.
Oh, and just wait, because it'd be like, they found hair. They can do the DNA off the hair. It's not the hair the DNA, itself, you motherfucker.
The DNA is degraded. The DNA is degraded. You cannot.
It's not just the hair. It's the shit with the hair.
And what remains left of a skeleton that you find is calcium. That's all that's left is calcium. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if people have a general knowledge of this, but
I'm sorry, is that an element? I live in Utah.
Calcium. males and females and
sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Utahnics.
All have the same as calcium. It's not different calcium based on your sex. It's just calcium.
No, Grand Priapism, it's not aluminium foil.
It's
aluminum.
They determine the sex based off the color of the calcium. Girls have pink calcium.
Boys have blue calcium.
Depending on the age, because if you go back 100 years, it's the other way
around. Right.
One of my favorite web comics is that what's his name? Adam. I can't remember what his last name is, but he's the one that. He has the one where it's the gender reveal party, and the mom cuts open the cake and it's green on the inside. She starts hissing, and then all the other people start hissing, and they rip their faces off, and they're fucking reptiles.
It's Book of Adam.
Book of Adam.
I love that guy. He does a good job. I really like him. Apparently, a lot of people hate him. I don't know why. I think he's great.
People hate just anybody for any reason.
I know. Right. So. People are mad at Keffels right now because she made a joke about a guy being bald.
Who, what, now, what, huh?
Keffels. She's a streamer and she's a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing quite well.
Right.
She fortunately transitioned in her teenage years. So, like, when she was, like, 16.
Yeah, but why are people mad at her?
She made a joke about a TERF being bald.
Let's... Fine, make fun of bald people.
They are
the only forms that are lesser human beings.
Exactly.
They are clearly inferior.
So some people.
Well, thanks for coming out, everybody. It's been a great show.
The show's over now.
I'm gonna tell these two to get the fuck out of here. And
you would, fucking baldy.
Don't talk about my pate that way. Thank you very much.
You have a pate and I have a plate.
Because
I'm superior.
Right. He's just mad because his head is as bald as my fanny.
Oh. Interesting.
I mean.
Shave or wax?
Okay, hair length here's hair length everywhere.
Oh my gosh. You know? Oh my gosh. Okay. You know how there's like bussy, boy pussy, right? Yeah, yep. So is it Banny in Scotland?
Let me see that Banny.
Oh my god, we're the funniest show. Why does somebody watch us?
Because we broadcast at a weird time.
Fair enough.
True, fair. Yeah, that is very
Banny.
Very, that is very, very fair.
I stream at 11 o'clock at night. There's only weirdos up at that time of the night in the United States. Right.
I'm sending Rod through that joke.
Okay, guys, we're going to a break. Well, when we come back, we've got the show to get to, and it's going to feel a lot like this. So, 10-minute break. When we come back, we'll see you soon, guys. We'll be right back. See you then.